This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. For decades, Canadian shoppers have walked back and forth across the U.S.-Canadian border into Sioux Mass, Washington, to shop at a family-owned grocery store called Bromley's Market. As 88.5's Monica Spain reports, after 57 years, the store is closing its doors for the last time.
Catherine De Bruin is the front-end supervisor at Bromley's Market. Her grandparents bought the store in 1960, and she grew up in the family business.
Running around at 8 years old, you know, I got paid $1 an hour by my grandpa to get carts and bag groceries.
Sioux Mass in Whatcom County is a small town, but it's the second busiest pedestrian crossing along the entire U.S.-Canada border. De Bruin says her Canadian customers walk to the store for good prices on poultry, meat, and especially dairy products. But in the last few years, that's changed. The Canadian dollar is weak compared to the U.S. dollar, making it more expensive for Canadians to shop in Whatcom County.
Border traffic, I know, hasn't been what it has been since 2013. And customers who've been here forever, they have told us, you know, we just have stopped coming down just because of the dollar.
Bromley's also had to contend with new regulations, including the increased minimum wage. But retail is also changing. You can buy groceries online now. And Lori Troutman, director of Western Washington University's Border Policy Research Institute, says it's hard to compete with big box stores that are popular with Canadians.
Those are the ones, too, that can weather these kind of dips in shopping patterns. I mean, a company like Costco is not going to go out of business because their numbers dip 20%. You know, they'll probably weather the storm.
As Bromley's Market closes, Catherine De Bruin likes to recall her loyal Canadian customers. Some of them were there since the store's earliest years, and they stayed to shop until the very end. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.